Father, forgive me, for I have sinned.
Why are you, what are your confessions today, John? Or, sorry that I don't know.
I watched the 2018 or 19, depending where you're at, classic, The Velocipastor.
Oh.
And I was a little turned on.
What do you mean?
Exactly what you heard.
Man and dinosaur?
Man and a dinosaur.
How is that
in
possible?
China. China. And he was very attractive.
Oh.
And he was with an attractive woman.
Okay.
My penis wiggled a little bit.
Oh my God, how big?
Is 7 inches big?
Average?
That's not average, motherfucker. You a size queen, bitch. Welcome, everybody. Sorry.
Welcome to the Horror Daddies Podcast.
A podcast where we talk about horror movies.
And the daddies in them.
And velociraptors.
Yes, sir.
What movie did we watch today?
Today we watched the 2018 or 19, depending where you're at, Velocipastor. Directed, written, and edited by Brendan Steer. And Brendan Steer, let me say something. You are a genius.
Yep.
Genius. Love you. Like, let me have you on the podcast, please. Yes. I want to talk more Velocipastor.
Let's do this. I saw on Letterboxd there's a sequel. I mean, I know it's not directed by you, I think.
I don't think it's even out
yet. Oh. Yeah. So, well, no. It's produced by you, so, you know.
Can I be in it? Please. Let me be murdered by the Velocipastor.
Yo, that would be sick.
Please.
Bro, we can do a great performance. We can be Altar Boys. Velasa Altar Boys.
Oh my God, I'll be on my knees. Excuse me, Father.
Talk to me, baby.
I have sinned.
Oh, that's a good one.
But yeah, it's it was technically your first time.
It was okay. So this was technically my first time because I've been always seeing about Velocipastor, and I saw it on Amazon, and I was like, fuck it, let me watch it, like a long time ago. And I watched the first couple minutes, and I was still new to horror, so it was kind of like, this feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know. Because I thought it was like a bad movie that just happened to be like a really entertaining movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm trying to think of like Thanksgiving, if you want to say. Like, I know it's not, but like you can make fun of the movie and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But this felt like on purpose bad. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about an on purposely bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped watching it. And then for this episode, we watched it. And I was like, you know, this is really funny.
It's a masterpiece.
And it has layers.
Yes.
Like, legitimately, it has, like, some undertones that I was like, oh, shit, that's kind of deep.
This movie's a masterpiece. Like, he thought about that writing.
Yeah. Like, and, like, it gives me, I don't know if you ever watched those, but those movies from, like, I think maybe 90s or 80s, where it was, like, the parody movies where it's, like, Hot Fuzz. Mm-hmm. Or not Hot Fuzz, Hot Shot. It was, like, a parody of, what's the one with the planes? The Tom Cruise? Fuck.
Mission Impossible?
What? No.
Top Gun?
Top Gun, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like Top Shot, where it's like those parodies of those movies. Uh-huh. And they did other ones, and they were all just didn't make any sense, but it had like a storyline to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it gave me vibes of.
It's a scary movie.
Basically. Okay. I think it's like prior to scary movie.
Good.
But yeah, it was, it has like a plot. And it, even though it's chaotic and it's dumb, it's funny and it makes sense. Like, you kind of go, okay, I can kind of get where this is going.
I can get into this. Yeah. Give this man a budget. Studios,
honestly,
like,
let's bring back the parody movie, like, era.
This movie's a masterpiece. I'm just going to say it right now. I loved it.
Yeah.
The main guy's hot.
Yeah, that's true.
It has dinosaurs. And if you know me, I love dinosaurs.
This man was literally like, this is my movie.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, this is your movie.
The poster's fucking sick.
Honestly, I love that the dinosaur looks nothing like the poster.
That's fine. You know, the first time, that's what I was expecting. I didn't get that. And I was like, what the fuck? But you know what? I was in it.
Yeah.
I was in it.
It's still funny.
This man did what he could with what the money he had, and I fucking love it.
I just love that it still made sense. This movie could have easily been just like a stupid-ass movie that made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving 3. And you would have been like, what the fuck did I just watch? But this one, at the end, you're kind of like, wow, like, this is kind of dope.
It's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good. I loved it.
Good job, director.
So
let's go with the cast.
Yeah, as I hold my dragon.
Yeah, we got the dragon warrior claw.
Ah!
Oh, no, Carlos!
Cut me.
Oh, fuck. Well, so now if I die, y'all know why.
Oh, rawr.
So we got Greg Cohen as Douglas. Oh, Doug Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy. Mm-hmm. Alyssa Kempinski as Carol. Mommy. Claire Su as Chinese villager. I'm so sorry if I missay this. Aurelio Voltaire as Alter.
Oh, yeah. Captain Hook.
Captain Hook, basically.
He looked like Captain Hook.
He does look like Captain Hook. And then Daniel Steer as... Oh, shit. It's his dad.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm assuming. That's cool. It's the same last name, I'm going to just assume it is. Daniel Steer as Father Stewart. Then Fernando Pacheco de Castro as Frankie Mermaid. and then Yang... Ye Chen as Wei Chang, which is, I'm assuming, I think that's the villain.
Yeah, that was the villain.
And then also, I have to mention him, Jesse Truitt as Sam the White Ninja. Oh, Zachary Steer, which I'm assuming maybe like a brother, dinosaur suit performer.
Awesome.
That's pretty sick. It wasn't like a big suit, so I wonder if it was a little kid or someone like... I call it
Velasa square pants because it was very squared.
It was square as fuck.
But I love it. But
impressive.
It was impressive.
If it's homemade, yeah, that shit is really impressive.
It's super impressive.
But that's pretty much our main cast.
Yeah, so when Velasa Pastor opens with him doing a ceremony, and I'm not going to lie, at first I was like, there's no people in this church. I thought, because, you know, extras and stuff. But there was somebody there.
Yeah, you can see an ear, like, barely in the shot. I'm like, oh, shit, there is people. Yeah, and you hear, like people laughing, so I thought it was a soundbite. Like, yeah, a soundbite or something.
They probably had the crew that just in there. Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool. So then he goes out, and his parents are out there, and they...
It looks like this was his first day as, like, a priest.
Oh, maybe.
Because I thought that's what it was, like, his first time celebrating it. Because he's a new... The whole thing, he's a new priest. He's a newer priest.
That makes sense. His parents' car blows up, so his parents die.
But you don't see the explosion. You just hear it, and when it comes to it...
VFX on fire, car on fire on the screen in words, and it's really... That made me laugh the first time.
Hey, better than any sci-fi movie out there, you know?
At least he could admit it. He didn't try to, like... So he is very sad about losing his parents.
Of course.
He's losing faith. We meet Father Stewart, who tells him to just travel east.
No, he's this motherfucker pouring his heart out, crying like Pearl. And he's, my parents, they died. And he's like, just get over it. That's what parents do. They die.
That's true.
And he's like, here's more wine, motherfucker. Just keep on drinking. Like, what? He is not helpful. Get this man out of the church.
Do I live on that little fuck because I die?
We find out why he kind of cold-hearted.
That's true. But it's like, it reminds me, did you see that TikTok with the girl crying with the Taylor Swift song?
Oh, yeah.
And the friend's kind of like, that's him.
Life faster, bitch.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
he gets over, like, he's trying to, like, relive his life and travel to
I just love that he's driving. He ends up in China.
Yeah, bro, it's right there.
He drove to China.
Yeah. Had you never done that before?
No.
It's called a road trip.
Okay, well, I didn't know that there's a road that connects all the way to China.
The Great Wall.
Motherfucker, shut the fuck up.
Hey, imagine he didn't drive to China, he just drove to New York to Chinatown.
It was filmed in happened. New York.
It was... Oh, shit. You see? I said it. I was part of the crew. But this is a montage intro where he's driving. In the car, it looks like it's nighttime. But the outside, that shit bright as fuck.
Yeah.
And they have a little reference here that you caught.
Yeah, they do. So he makes it to China, and it's big on the screen, China, yeah, so
China,
we get it.
China.
And as the song is ending, they do a little homage to Jurassic Park. And I was like, 5 stars already.
Yeah, that was... It was pretty clever, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that they ended it with that little bit. That was pretty sick.
Like with the electric guitar.
If Universal's watching, by any chance, it is not Jurassic Park, and anything that relates to it is completely fictional, and it's your imagination.
Yep. He runs into a woman who is shot by an arrow, and she has the dragon tooth for the Dragon Warrior.
Oh, shit.
And... He grabs it, gets cut by it, and then he faints, and he's back home.
Yeah,
and he's woken by
sweaty.
Mm-hmm. And he was.
Yeah, And the Pastor Stewart comes in. He's like, you listen to those Chinese? that's what he said. But it makes sense why he's like that.
Oh, because of what happens later.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he's called the Dragon Warrior before the lady dies. She calls him the Dragon Warrior. He's hungry. He wakes up super hungry, so he walks and he's mm-hmm. like kind of struggling. It's kind of like when someone's turning into a werewolf and they're like, oh, running around. That's what he. That's
it's
what he
basically
is.
Like the Hulk. Like, you know how the Hulk, the angrier he gets, he turns into the Hulk. The more hungry he gets, he turns into a Velociraptor.
That's me.
That's layers.
That's me in about 40 minutes.
I know. So we gotta get through this episode.
No. So
whoa, we gotta eat Chinese food.
Oh my god. It wasn't on purpose.
Bro, last week we watched Train to Busan and we had Burger King, and they have Burger King in the movie.
They did.
Yesterday we watched two clone movies.
We did.
About clones, bro.
We did.
Bro, there's no such thing as a coincidence.
It's manifestation.
That's true.
They don't call me a witch for no reason.
Who calls you? I thought people called you a bitch. I think you're mishearing.
I'll take either.
Okay. All right.
Anyways, we meet Carol. She is a sex worker.
Yes.
She has a pimp named
Lady of the Night.
Yes. She has a pimp named Frankie Mermaid. Shout out to Frankie Mermaid.
Because he's swimming with bitches.
Oh yeah, brother.
That's such a good name.
So it turns out that there's a full moon. So Doug is turning into a Velociraptor.
Yeah, he's getting all fucking. Yep.
And Carol's about to get mugged by this guy, but he saves her. Mm-hmm. And he kills the mugger.
He eats his fucking head off.
Yeah, and it's like a mannequin.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those foam heads from fucking Hobby Lobby.
Love it. No stars.
And they throw it in the corner, so you don't see it that well.
It's the same head that's used later, but it's no, there's nothing on it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But then he wakes up again.
Yeah, the next morning.
In a bed. Mm-hmm. In a fucking completely different room.
My thing is, you didn't kill Carol. You just went home with her as a dinosaur?
That's the power of pussy.
Okay, even the dinosaurs are... Okay. Respect.
But then Carol comes in through the door, poking her ass out like that. And she sits in the board. She goes, last night was amazing. And he's just like, oh, fuck.
Did I just
sleep
father, with you?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you were... It was such a crazy time. And I was so scared. I peed myself a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what? Like, it was your first time?
The fuck?
Yeah.
Well, it was your first time, too? Because he hasn't done it yet.
That's true.
He's a virgin.
I was like,
false.
And she's like, wait, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, what are you talking about?
And she's like, you turned into a dinosaur. He's like, what?
Wait, whoa.
Dinosaurs never existed. I was yeah. Of course.
I love that they kept that little detail that he doesn't believe in evolution. That's great.
But
obviously, this is where he comes to a realization that he doesn't remember that he's turning into a dinosaur.
Yeah. I just love to think that she walked home with a full-ass Velociraptor and put him in the bed and he just woke up as a man the next day.
How did he get back?
Back where?
To America.
Thank you.
He just passes out in China and then he just wakes up in America.
Well, remember, when he fell, he rolled, so he probably just rolled all the way back.
Just rolled his ass back to America.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So she takes him to the body to prove it, and he's in a dress too, which I love that.
She's like, do you have any clothes I could use?
Yeah.
Like thinking maybe she has like some guy clothes or something.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. He looked good with a dress.
He showed like, okay.
She's so fucking beautiful.
He's ripped. So he freaks out, but she tries to convince him like what you're doing is good. You're getting rid of the bad guys, pretty much.
He's trying because, of course, there's the whole dilemma of like it's a priest, you know, that cares about life and you know not sinning. He's sinning
as a
Velociraptor.
But so you can say it's like the werewolf allegory or like the gay werewolf allegory, like.
But his sin is being manifested as a Velociraptor.
Yes.
And then the thing is that he has to accept Carol's sins as a sex worker. Because he's treating her kind of like shit because she's a Jezebel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he has to accept her sin just as she's accepting his sin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fucking deep.
It is.
Like.
It is. Masterpiece. Masterpiece made right here. I want you to have a $50 million budget, and I want this movie.
It's a Chris Evans as the main character.
Oh, my God.
But they still have to have...
No, Henry Cavill, baby.
No, because it has sex, and Henry Cavill doesn't like sex as he's, you know.
Okay, David Cornsweet.
Okay, I can do with that.
Okay, cool.
That's a good... Let's replace Henry Cavill with
David Cornsweet. Or Josh Segarra.
Oh.
As a Velociraptor?
Yeah, that would be good. But Greg Cohen has to come back. He has to make a reference.
Yes.
And have Tammy and the T-Rex. That's a great grandfather.
They're all a family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tammy and the T-Rex. This is their child, Velocipaster.
Honestly, with the timeline, it makes sense.
It kind of makes sense. Yeah. I can see it.
So Doug comes to confession, and it's Frankie Mermaid doing confession. He's confessing about killing, how he took candy from a baby and threw the baby in the river.
Oh, yeah.
And he's murdering people.
He's like the worst person you can think of. Like, he keeps adding on. And then he killed old man and an old lady in front of a church.
Yeah. So he finds out that it was his parents that Frankie Mermaid killed. So he kills Frankie Mermaid because he turns into half Velociraptor.
Yep.
And he claws his neck.
Yep, kills him.
And it just cuts
to the house back with Carol. Like, they hard cut.
But they made sure they showed you the special effects of the neck. Like,
you have to show it
all. Hell yeah, brother.
They zoom into the neck, squirting a little bit of blood.
Yep. So he kind of's like, all right, Carol, I'm down to help you get rid of the evil in the world because this man, Frankie Mermaid, was fucking evil. And she's like, oh my God, thank God you killed the pimp that was harassing me.
The Frankie Mermaid? He's like, yup. He's like, how did it feel killing? And he said, it felt good. Well, you see, for the next movie, I'm here.
Evil dies tonight!
Whoa, that's for the next one.
Yeah, they were killing.
Velociraptor kills
all the evil.
That's a good one. Maybe it goes back to travel through time and goes to World War II. And the Velociraptor fights the Nazis.
Oh, just like Indiana Jones.
Yes.
And his name is Doug Jones.
I'm telling you, this movie
That's pretty deep.
Wow.
But we need a Steven Spielberg cameo because he also directed Jurassic Park.
Well, obviously the movie's going to have a moment where it's going to cut to like the fourth wall, like it's going to break it, and it's going to cut to the director and Steven Spielberg going, don't shot this movie again. That's his cameo.
Oh, okay.
It's going to cut, you know?
So Carol doesn't know about God. Doug doesn't know about dinosaurs. So they're going to teach each other about both. And we get a montage, so it's him working out, him hanging out a lot with Carol. Yeah, and then him also killing a lot of bad people.
And it seems like he's kind of developing feelings for Carol, but of course he's conflicted.
Oh, he looks so good in that orange shirt.
I know. But he's conflicted, obviously, because, you know, he's trying to be a priest. It's a Catholic, classic Catholic sin thing.
Yeah, dilemma. We then meet Wei Chan, who his money stopped flowing in. I'm assuming he worked with like Frankie Mermaid or something, or with bad guys that the Velocipaster has been killing. Yeah. So
what he's doing is buying cocaine to put it in the Catholic Church.
I guess.
Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, people already go there. So when people, I'm assuming, do the cookies, that's probably filled with cocaine.
Oh,
so then people want more of them.
That makes sense.
So if they stop going to church, then they want more. So there's more of a want or a need for that.
Yeah, so he does find out that the people are dying due to the Dragon Warrior, who was Doug. And then we get a lot of evil laughing, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, like unnecessary laughing.
So
we're ready for the second one. This is our audition.
Oh my God, can we be the villains?
Honestly, I just want to be one of those ninjas.
they call you, oh my God, Mega Faggot and Robo Bitch. We're the villains.
I was not expecting that. Wow. I'd be down to do it.
That's me and you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Me and you. Okay.
I just want to get killed by the dinosaur.
Hell yeah, brother. Or Carol's legs. That would be a dream of mine.
Oh,
being murdered by a dinosaur?
Of course. You always talk about it.
Hell yeah, brother.
Maybe at one moment you can ride it a little bit.
Ooh.
So, but then you die.
But right missionary after. Style or like doggy?
I was thinking more like reverse cowgirl.
Okay. Okay. So Father Stu sees Doug talking to Carol. This is when he's kind of like, "You've been acting a little weird."
Oh, he's that fucking bitch.
Yeah, but I love that he's reading about crime. Oh, and yeah. He comes in, he grabs the Bible, but the Bible's smaller than the other book. It looked like that. Let me see your notebook.
Yeah.
Look, hold on. Wait,
shit. Like this.
Oh, I'm just reading the Bible.
Like, it's like, come on, dude. And Stuart does not even, he's like, that you're hanging out with that Jezebel over there.
Yeah. So he ends up confessing to him what's happened, like, about the dinosaur, because it just cuts and it's like, and he's like in shock.
And he's drinking. He's like, this is impossible.
Yeah. So he wants to do an exorcism on Doug. And what he does is that he locks him in the room. And I guess
Carol was waiting. Doors.
Yeah, like, which he could have just escaped as a velociraptor.
Or as a human.
That's true. So Carol, I guess, was waiting for him, but she ends up leaving because she's like, I'm not waiting any longer. And then Doug's parents, he has a flashback. He has a flashback with them eating breakfast.
Yeah.
And we get the whole mosh of Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, there's a Spider-Man 2 reference, which I was already like, all right, perfect, man. This guy's winning me over. Because they have like the whole white background. It's the scene from Spider-Man 2. He goes, Spider-Man no more. And Uncle Ben's like, I'm about to die, bitch.
With great power comes great responsibility. But I love that he gets out the car. The mom's in the back.
She scared the fuck out of me. I was like, whoa, why is she back there?
There's more people in that car that we don't know about just yet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So then Father Jones, or the altar, comes to visit. And they're like at this part of the church, I guess, where they're going to do the exorcism on Doug. Mm-hmm. But then we get a Father Stewart flashback where he was at the Vietnam.
Yeah, because he hasn't seen Altair since the war.
Yeah.
And it cuts to black for like a good second or two. And now I'm like, okay, war flashback.
Yeah.
And there's a helmet covered in blood.
Yep.
And you got Stewart.
He's talking to Ali.
Ali. Yeah. But it
was cute too.
But Stewart is just wearing a wig. That's how you make him younger. They just put a wig on his ass and that's it.
So he tells Ali he wants to start a family with his wife or his girlfriend Adeline.
Yep.
And then Ali is shot down in murder. And he's like, no.
Oh, yeah. But I just love that Ali's kind of being like, it's okay, kid. You're going to go back to home and have 11 kids. And then he shows the picture of the wife, and it's like an older lady.
Yeah.
And he's like, God damn, that's a baddie.
It's like, he's also like, you're going to name one of your kids after me?
Yeah.
And yeah, Ali shot down, and then he's writing a letter to Ali's family about, you know, that he died. And his wife shows up out of nowhere.
In Vietnam.
Yep, and she blows up.
She steps on a landmine and just dies, and all the blood just lands on him.
She just blows up. It's so funny. And then they're like, the two other guys are like, damn, I don't think she's going to come back from that one.
Yeah, he's like, yep, there's nothing we can do. She's like, yeah, she's in pieces. She disintegrated.
So they start doing the exorcism, and
it's kind of like turning him,
mm-hmm.
But he ends up turning.
The makeup looks really cool.
Honestly,
here.
When he turns, it's kind of dope. Like, you see the vein popping out, and I was like, wow, that's kind of sick.
It kind of reminds me of the Chimera in Teen Wolf, the MTV show. I know you've never seen it, but the people that have might get that reference. Kind of looks like that. It's really cool, because he's like a lizard.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But he turns and then kills attacks Stewart.
He takes his eyeball out, and I thought he had murdered him. I wrote here he killed Stewart.
Yeah, me too. I was like, Father Stu lives. Oh, never mind. He dies.
And he leaves, and we get three ninjas plotting to attack Doug, but I guess Doug kills him or whatever, or attacks them.
Well, it's just
that's that night that they use the same shot from the first night.
Oh, that's true. We don't. Mm-hmm. They reuse this.
Which
shot.
Is fine. I get why you did it. Yeah,
I understand. It's nighttime. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But this is where he sees Caroline.
He goes to her house.
The situation
after that night. After I guess he killed the three ninjas.
Yeah,
and
explains that they try to exorcise him, and she's like, "It's okay. You're safe now."
Yep. And I wrote here, cinematic sex scene.
Yeah, sex montage. Very beautiful.
I loved it.
Honestly, if the director doesn't have a career in like making movies, he can make some bomb ass music videos.
Hell yeah, brother.
Like this was, I was kind of like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like with the song, the lighting. Mm-hmm. I was really into it. The Brady and the Bunch fucking filter.
And then there's like church in the back behind that filter.
Yeah, the tainted glass. Like that was cool. I was like, oh shit.
It was really cool.
The whole song was in it too.
I loved it.
Yeah, that was Math the Band.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. I was like, oh shit, I might listen to that. I
forgot the name of the song, but something about thinking.
Oh, or, I haven't even thinking. I have not been thinking. I think that's what it was.
Something
it was.
Like that. So the next morning, they are ambushed, and they are fighting the ninjas that ambushed them.
And Carol can fight.
Carol can fight. And
I get it. She has to defend herself out there.
Doug looks good in tidy whities. I'm not gonna lie. I was kind of staring the whole time. I'm not gonna lie.
He's like, God damn, look at that bulge.
Yeah, I was like, that man is muscles. So we find out that Father Stu, I wrote Father Stu. Yeah. I just wrote Stu for short, but he lives.
Yep, he's alive.
And he's in China?
He's in.
They're in China?
He, you know, he fell off the chair. He fell straight to China.
And he's talking with Wei Chan, but this is where we kind of get the whole thing of the special cocaine thing.
Yeah.
And Father Stewart's not with it, so Wei Chan kills him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just felt like it was just just put in there.
Right. So then Doug puts on his black leather jacket, and this is where we were getting serious.
Yeah.
And
she's in, and Carol has this like tight black suit, mm-hmm. and they're ready to travel to China.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. So then, final battle. We get here that Sam, the white ninja, is Doug's brother. And
I was like, what?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, what? Sam's... Where has he been the whole time?
Yeah, so then they reveal in the flashbacks.
If you notice in the kitchen table, there was four plates.
Yeah, so then they panned the camera over and Sam was there drinking orange juice.
But they don't treat him like the son. They're like, haha, my only child
to
Doug Jones.
Yeah, and then in the car, his head pops up from the back seat. It's like, oh, he was there the whole time.
And I'm like, oh, shit. So
the evil neglected brother.
Exactly. So then he turns and he goes, I'm going to kill you. I'm sorry. And mm-hmm. he takes a sword out but throws it to the side. He goes, I'm not going to use this sword carved by my ancestors.
I'm not going to stain it with your blood.
Yeah. Something about his ancestors.
Yeah, which is like the same one.
It's the same one, literally. And so then they're fighting, but eventually...
Doug kills him
and goes, we have the same ancestors.
Yeah.
That's his final boy line. And then kills his brother.
So then what happens is that he kills him and then Carol gets sliced up by a giant ninja. Yeah. And we presume she dies. So then he goes full on Velociraptor.
Yup. And it's like this little...
So we get the full suit reveal.
The suit is like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I love dinosaur. It. Well, that's for the head.
Yeah. But he's honestly, as much shit as we're giving it, it's actually kind of impressive.
It's really cool. Because
it looks like they made it. So yeah. Like, that's pretty sick.
And he's fighting these ninjas. He's rolling. He's biting. He's hitting with the tail. He's slaying.
Yeah, he is. I mean, those ninjas are definitely just missing on purpose.
But then he gets shot by Wei Chan, and the screen kind of glitches, yeah. And it just turns back into him.
It just cuts to Doug just standing there. It's like, what?
Okay, so I have a confession. So when I was a kid, this is not going to come to no surprise. You know, I was big on Jurassic Park and stuff, so... Yeah. If you ask anyone in my family and old friends of mine.
I'm going to ask your sister next time I see her.
Ask her. My ass used to run around the house, hunchback, arms like this, running around like a little velociraptor around the whole house. Yep, just like that. And I used to do the roars. And bitch, when I tell you my imagination, I was like, damn, I'm doing these roars just like the movie.
Your mom looking outside the window like, damn. No.
And I remember whenever Velociraptors would come on the screen in the Jurassic Park movies, the first two at least, because the third wasn't out yet, I would reenact the scenes. I would pretend I was the Velociraptor chasing Ian Malcolm in The Lost World.
Wow,
and I would do all. I had a big imagination.
Yeah, that's good.
And then my
thank you. And then my sister, I would make her. We had a the twin beds.
The bunk beds.
The bunk beds. I'm like, okay, the T-Rex scene is coming with the car. We would pretend the bed was the car, and I'm like, we were in the car getting attacked by the T-Rex and going, I wouldn't make her do those things. Ask her. She'll tell you.
Wow. Look, Carlos, I like that. Like, you had a big imagination.
I did. I fucking love it. So please, Brendan Steele, I'm being serious. Like, if you need an extra, I would love to be in the next movie. Like,
you were vulnerable just now. I used to do the same thing as Spider-Man.
You see?
I would literally dress up as Spider-Man throughout my day. Like if I was home, I had my costume on.
Oh, and whenever I had friends out, we would play tag, but it was dinosaur tag. So I would pretend to be the dinosaur, and I would chase them like a dinosaur. Like, girl, I was in it.
I had a friend that it was a girl, and she came over to, you know, just to play or whatever. And my, I know my parents was like, oh, Jonathan's in his room, whatever. I would be in my Spider-Man costume, hanging upside down, being like, what's up? Like, I thought I was raising her up as Spider-Man. Like, it's just. Yeah.
And then after I got a little older, I guess I discovered Charlie's Angels, the Drew Barrymore ones.
Of course.
And I would put her shirts in my head and pretend they were my hair. And I would,
you I would still walk do her, that.
Yeah, that's true. I would walk around like angel style. Girl, I used to be big in imagination.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, so eventually Doug ends up killing Wei Chan after they have their big battle.
Yeah, it's a very, very anticlimactic fight, I'm going to be completely honest. Because they pose for a little bit, and then he just rips his head off.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Well, because he was shot, so he can't really move.
Yeah, he
so
says.
So he's like, raptor claws.
He goes, any last words? He goes, only six. I think my arm is are immune or something like that.
My claws or whatever, yeah.
And he just rips his head off because they were claw hands. Mm-hmm. They were like dinosaur hands.
So then we cut to black, and we're in a hospital, and Carol is fine. And they're like, oh, she is fine. And she's like, I'm fine. And then on the screen, she's fine.
She's good. That's what gave me vibes.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much it, right?
That's it. So there's a bounty. We cut to them like by the Ford, by his car. He has a $1 billion bounty on his head, which, goddamn, that's expensive. And I guess
her,
they're gonna,
I betray him.
Yeah, I guess they're gonna. No, he's too hot for that. They're gonna travel the world and beat bad guys.
I get it. No, they're good bad guys.
Evil
good
bad dies guys tonight.
Well, they're gonna beat up bad guys.
Exactly.
And kill them. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's like Dexter. It's a Dexter dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there
so,
we go.
Rawr.
The 2000 or 19, or depending where you were at, classic Velocipaster.
Velocipaster.
So, like we do in every review, we go to Letterboxd and give it a rating and a review.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carlos, what was your rating and review?
So, my review, I always should be prepared, and I never am. I don't know why.
That's okay.
Okay, thank you. I give this movie a 5-star. This is just a fucking masterpiece. I'm not going to lie.
No hesitation.
Yeah. So I put this movie is a dream come true. As a child who grew up loving Jurassic Park, I always wanted to have the powers of turning into a dinosaur.
Okay.
Velocipaster is fun, funny, and gives us a daddy who was not only a super hot priest, but also a velociraptor, given the title. Please give us more Velocipaster.
Hell yeah. Love that. I give it a 3. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it was very enjoyable.
I thought about 3, but I was like, no, this movie's perfect.
You're like, it's a 5. Fuck it. So I wrote, let me get serious. This film conveys the sense of sin from the perspective of a new church priest. In order to accept our demons, we have to accept the demons of other. In quotes, we may turn into a velociraptor and kill whom's evil do not make us evil. God, probably.
That's good.
Thank you. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think it's like an essential parody movie, and it reminds me of those top shot movies, or Hot Shot, whatever the fuck it's called, with Charlie Sheen.
Hot Fuzz.
No, Hot Fuzz is the one with Edgar Wright.
Oh,
but it's like the ones with Charlie Sheen. He used to do a lot of parody movies back in the day. But it reminded me of those. And then when I saw it in that perspective, I was like, oh, I really enjoy like these movies. So I really saw what this movie was really giving out.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was just like, just new and just taking it too serious. And I was like, that's weird. It's like, it's bad on purpose. So why is it good?
Yeah, I was kind of nervous. We were going to come in here and argue.
No. I actually enjoyed it. I have fun. I have fun with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, daddy of the movie, I mean, come on.
Oh, man, Doug Jones, baby.
Doug Jones,
that man
obviously
was perfect casting for this.
Yeah. On Letterboxd, it says there's a Velociraptor, too. He's in it.
So I was kind of stalking Brandon, the director of this movie, a little bit.
Because it says that he's the producer, so he's not directing it.
Yeah, so there's a post about it. It says the Velocipaster 2 Kickstarter. So they had a Kickstarter, and that was back in October of 2022.
Did it make it? Does it say?
And I don't know.
Oh.
Wait. The Velociraptor 2 is funded and is coming in 2024. It's coming this year.
Oh, sick. I would love to watch that.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Yeah, they're both, Greg and Alyssa are both in this movie.
Oh, and they raised $118,000 out of the $75,000 goal for
this.
Nice. I'm glad this movie got like a cult following, I guess, and
yeah,
is getting a sequel, and that people really love it, and they found money for the sequel.
That's awesome.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, I honestly would really be interested how they can top this. Mm-hmm. And with a bigger budget, just make everything look... They can even do better kills and shit. Like, yeah, that would be sick. Do you have a favorite kill? I know this movie kind of has, like, three kills, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with Frankie Mermaid.
I was going to say the same one. Frankie perfect. Mermaid, I think, with the zoom into the... And he's screaming, ah! Yeah. It's like a long scene. That's yeah. pretty good.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much it, right? Do you have anything to add?
If you can turn into another animal, like you, okay, pick a career and an animal, and let's put it like Velocipasta, like.
I got a perfect one.
What?
I'd be a gynecologist rhino, a gyna rhino.
It should be animal first, then career.
Rhino, rhino, gyno. Sounds like I'm a gynecologist for rhinos.
Rhinos are technically rhinoceroses, so gynecologist, rhinogologist.
I see.
Rhinogonologist.
Wait, no, velocipaster. That's the same first, it's the first word, the first part of the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, rhino-gyno.
Rhino-gynosologist.
I'm a rhino-gyno.
Sounds like you gay. Like, rhino-gay.
It sounds like... Sounds like I'm gay. What will be yours be?
Damn, I didn't think of one. I was making fun of you the whole time.
You were just stalling.
I'm trying to think of like, what did I... Oh, okay, hold on. I did as a kid want to become a veterinarian. I did want to be a veterinarian as a kid. Oh,
okay.
So I would say
Velocitarian.
That works.
We can be in the sequel, I'm telling you.
We could be more dinosaurs.
Velocitarian and Rhino Gyno. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we have to pick the movie for next week.
Oh, yeah. Our Roulette of Horror. It's actually thundering in Florida.
Yeah, that wasn't a soundbite. That was real. All right. So like we do in every week, we're going to be covering a new horror movie. So if you want to submit a movie, just leave it in the comments down below.
You guys are the choices in your hands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If it's streaming, obviously it's the best option.
Yeah. Unless there's a holiday coming, which actually... I think this week we're good to do the roulette, but then, when is St. Patrick's Day? Oh.
It's in March, right?
So what happened, so we're going to do it this week, but next week there will be no Roulette of Horror, because we're going to be covering Leprechaun 3.
Yeah, let's go. We're going to do it, and then whenever there's a holiday or a special guest episode, those are going to be already
requested. Because we let our guests pick a movie.
Yeah. So, let's go. Ooh, smooth, baby. Oh! Bro, that's crazy because he was being like, I wanted to land on me.
I manifest. I told you I'm a witch.
You're not just a bitch, you're a witch.
I'm a witch. Oh, damn, I wish I had a die because I have six movies and I was going to roll a die and like land on the number, but...
Can Siri like roll a dice? Hey, Siri.
Oh, that's true.
Can you roll a die? Hey Siri, roll a dice. I didn't get that. Okay.
Hey Siri, can you roll a die? Damn, she ignored me.
Pick
a number.
Hey Siri,
1 through 6.
Can you pick a number 1 through 6?
It's 6.
6.
Oh, Scooby Doo.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Live action.
Live action Scooby-Doo. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, so you stay tuned for next week.
As we talk about Matthew Lillard the whole time.
Oh, Lord. And did you know that apparently he officially is coming back as Scooby-Doo?
Girl, I heard. I saw. I'm excited. I love him.
Again, it's just a rumor because people on Twitter be going crazy, but that sounds exciting.
Let's go.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
And watching and listening.
And doing everything above.
Yep, and make sure that you check out our our links for our merch. I was like, where am I going with this?
You can look as good as Jackson right here.
Oh yeah, brother. God damn. And we do have some new merch coming soon for the ladies. Mm-hmm.
Let's say for the mummies of the podcast.
Yeah, brother. So yeah, join us, follow us, love us, and we love you. So thank you so much. And remember,
stay spooky and stay sexy.